Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to 15 Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Ms. Ricky R. Jones, and I thank you. You could have been anywhere tonight, but you decided to be with me, and I do not count that out as robbery. I truly appreciate it. For those of you who are calling in for the first time, welcome. Welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. For those of you who are listening online for the first time, welcome. And if you have a comment or question or anything that you want to say, make sure that you can either dial in 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723, press the number 1, or you can hit me up on Facebook under Ricky Jones, R-R-I-K-K-I Jones, and you can inbox me or instant message me your comment or your question. So for those of you who are constant supporters, I truly appreciate it. Thank you for your love and your support, as always. And so this is how the conundrum usually goes. It, you know, a conundrum is a question or a problem that needs either a discussion or a resolution. And so when I come across these opportunities to do these questions or problems, it's usually if I'm having a discussion with someone or watching the news, or if I'm just out and about or listening to music. Usually that's usually how the conundrum pops into me, and then I bring it to you guys and you tell me what you think. So now tonight's conundrum is, let me tell you how it started. So it actually has been a couple of conversations that I've had with folks and friends and family this week. Went to a girlfriend of mine's to her child, went on to prom. I love this time of the year because it's prom season, it's graduation season. It's just, I tell you, May goes by so very, very quickly. So I was hanging out there watching her child go off to the prom, and it's so funny because we have gone, you know, we grew up way back, like the kids say, way back like lumberjack, and her parents were friends with my parents, and it was funny. We started trading stories about our parents and things of that nature. Now, both of my parents are deceased, but they, like I said, her parents knew mine. They started sharing stories and laughing and talking and stuff. And I come to, you know, and one of the my girlfriend's mom was like, "Listen, there's just some things between, you know, your mom and I, your dad and I, and all the stuff that we used to do that we keep to ourselves. Some things we'll just keep to our grave." And no matter what stories we have told you growing up, there's just some stuff I'll never tell you. And we all laughed about that. But that got me to thinking, like, you know, that's a cool friendship, because we're talking, oh, my gosh, we're talking about 40 years worth of friendship between my parents and my girlfriend's parents. We're talking about 40 years. And, you know, they've known each other for way back. Same thing like my girlfriend and I. And there's just certain things with my girlfriend, things that we've done, that there's some things I know I'll probably keep to myself and go to the grave with. So it got me to thinking. So then later on during the week, I hooked up with another friend of mine, her and her husband, and we were laughing, and her husband going out, and she started fussing about how he is always telling us different stories and always talking about different things. And we laughed. She said, "Yeah." And we got into this whole conversation about who gossips more. Is it men or is it women? And we both agree, we think that men gossip more because, you know, it's quite, as much as men try to say that they talk because they notice everything. So we were laughing about that. So those two conversations got me to really thinking about tonight's conundrum. And tonight's conundrum, are there stories, events, secrets, things that should be taken to the grave? You know, are those things, should they be taken to the grave, or should you just spill the beans? I know one of the things that my son loves for me to do, I don't know why, but he just loves this whole thing of, "Mom, tell me a story, tell me a story, tell me a story." And he always wants me to tell him a story about my childhood, about growing up, just different things. He went, "Mom, tell me a story." Some things I can tell him, you know, that's apropos for his age. He's a young fella. So there's certain things that I try to relate to that I can remember being around about his age, you know, things that I got in trouble or things that I like to do. So I tell him those stories. Now, the stories that are most hilarious to me are the stories that I can't tell him just yet. And when I get to thinking about it, I don't know if I ever want to tell him because, one, I don't know if they're appropriate, and two, I don't know if he's going to give me a strange look once I tell him. Like, either he's not going to believe me or just, you know, that kind of thing. So that's tonight's conundrum. Are there stories, events, and secrets that should be taken to the grave? Do men gossip more than women? Are you a gossiper? Like, are there stories that people tell? Because I know, and I don't ask for the stories. A lot of people, I don't know, some people say that I have a face that you just want to tell your whole life story to. And I don't know if I agree with that, but I know that I have been put in scenarios and situations where people have told me things that, one, I just felt like I didn't want to hear, and two, they were like, oh, I feel like I can confide in you. And I'm like, to me, that's the biggest thing in the world, is there's certain things I just want to keep to myself, because one, who else is going to enjoy the story other than the person who told me? And who would else understand? So what's the point of me telling? And then there have also been times where I have caught myself being a gossip. You know, I've heard a little juicy tidbit, and I've told it, and I've passed it on. But I've come to find out when I pass it on, hell, everybody else knew about it anyway. So it was always kind of like I was the last one to spill the beans. So then it got me to thinking, like, well, what was the whole point of me even keeping that to myself when shucks everybody knew? So that's a conundrum for tonight, you know. What kind of things do you keep to yourself? And going back to the original conversation with my girlfriend's mom, I was like, well, what kind of things can you tell me? And she was like, there's certain things I can tell you. Like, I can tell you how your mom and I used to hang out and go to the different parties and what we used to wear. And things that we would try to do to get over. But then there's things that we talked about that I'll never tell you, things that she concerned herself with you and with her life. And she's like, there's certain things I never tell. And then on the flip side to that, as far as telling secrets and stuff like that, you know, some of us, and parents included, and I'm guilty of that, especially as we get older and we become a little bit slower, I'll say it that way, or if we become ill. You know, there's some things that we keep, I find, that we keep to ourselves. Like, I know when my father was battling cancer, he didn't necessarily tell us everything. And I remember towards the end, you know, the doctor explaining everything to us, and we had this strange look on our face, like, and he's like, well, he didn't tell you that? No, that was just one of those things he was probably, and that was the running joke with my father. Everything was a doggone secret. And so it's like, okay, really? You're going to keep that to a secret? So I'm asking, are there certain things that you keep to yourself and there's certain things you don't keep? You know, we don't want to burden our loved ones with finances. And I know a lot of folks who, a lot of marriages, a lot of relationships have been messed up because people don't share the burden of what's going on with the finances. You know, I'm not saying necessarily men, but this has been my experience that some of you men out there won't tell the wife or spouse or the partner what's going on with the finances because you don't want them to worry about it because you're the man and you're supposed to take care of the house. And like I've heard people say, oh, well, this is not, everything is not for you. Well, okay, if we're everything together and we're sharing, then why isn't everything for me? So, you know, that's the kind of where I've been running with this whole, what do you tell and what do you keep to yourself? If you're a criminal, I guess that's one of the things you should keep to yourself. But eventually, doesn't that come out? You know, because you hear these crazy stories about people who have married several times and several times and several times in different states. And or people who have had these separate lives from what they have in one place, and it's crazy, and people don't know to the end. Like, funerals are always the best place to find out the stories because it seems like as soon as somebody dies, that's when you find out. Either somebody comes out the woodwork, somebody's baby, child, uncle's cousin's mother, sister, brother comes out the woodwork, like, oh, I didn't know you were related. Oh, I didn't know. I mean, I've heard things of funerals where you've had the wife and the mistress, or the wife and the second wife, and the whole, or one family on one side and the second family on the other side, and where did that second family come from? So it's just like, okay, so what do you tell and what do you keep? So those of you who are just tuning in, this is the 15-minute conundrum. Now, I can go on and on for the next 20 minutes running my mouth, but I'd like to hear from you guys, 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. Press the number 1 if those of you who are calling in online, and those of you who are listening online, and you can send me a message via Facebook. I am right here. You can follow the link, or you can inbox me with your comments. Oh, I just got an inbox from, well, I won't say the name, but thank you. Thank you, out of Ohio. I truly appreciate it. They said, talking about finding out things, finding out those secrets, it always seems to happen, not just at funerals, but it also happens at the family dinners, like Thanksgiving, when you find out that Uncle Ray Ray is really not your uncle, but your actual father. Yeah, I've heard that before. Or, you know, the person that you grew up being your father is not your biological, but he's still your dad. I've heard that story, too. Thank you for sharing that. Like, I understand there's certain, you know, in certain times, during certain times, you know, you keep things. And I know a lot of people say, well, I was going to tell my child that this, that, nothing, and the third, but then they got older. And then when it was the right time, I just never got up the nerve to do it and never got up the nerve to do it and never got up the nerve to do it. And then here's this child grown, and they find out their secret, that the person that they loved all their life wasn't necessarily their blood. In some cases, it doesn't make a difference. No, because some people are like, hey, that's my dad, that's my mom. And as far as I'm concerned, that's, it is what it is. And they're able to move on with their lives. Some people, it really does a dramatic change and a dramatic effect on them. You know, you're hearing nowadays of men who are finding out that they were not the biological father. And they're like, well, I've been paying child support all this time, and I don't want to pay it anymore because I'm not the real father. And some courts are telling them, listen, we don't care. You put your name on there, you're going to pay for it. So it's like, oh, my gosh, like, really? So when is it time for you to keep a secret? When is it time for you? And what things do you really keep to the grave? I know, you know, on a not-so-lighter note, talking about victims of abuse, whether it's sexual, physical, mental, verbal. You know, a lot of people wear the scars, but they may never tell the story. And you find a lot of that, especially as people are dating and they're getting into relationships, they don't find out until later on that that person has had an issue with abuse and they've grown up that way and things of that nature. And that's just something that just either pops up because of something jars that or triggers that, or that's something that they really keep to themselves. Now, in my opinion, the only secrets that stay with you, well, actually, I don't think there is a secret that stays with you. It really isn't. Somewhere along the line, I'm a firm believer in, if you told somebody, it ain't a secret. The only time that, yeah, if you told, and chances are because of how we are as people, just people in general, we love to talk and we love to have some type of ownership and onus to something. Somebody always knows something, and at some point in time it slips out. Now, you could be dead, gone, in the grave, collecting, turned into dust. Somewhere along the line, somebody will leak out whatever it is that you thought that you took to the grave. 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723. Press the number 1. The conundrum tonight is, are there stories, events, secrets that should be taken to the grave? I don't know if there's things that you should take to the grave. I don't know. I don't know. Things that I have found out over the years, some people could have kept to themselves. Like, I really didn't need to know that. I didn't need to know, you know, I just didn't need to know. I think if it's something that's going to affect a relationship, if it's something that's going to affect an employment situation, because, you know, you think about folks who have been incarcerated and they've served their time. You know, they come out, and that's a secret that they keep to themselves. But no matter how much they want to keep that to themselves, and they know that they've done their time and they've, you know, they've reformed and they've been given a second chance at life, no matter how much they want to try to keep that to themselves, it always seems to pop up on a questionnaire somewhere, you know, or in a conversation, or, hey, if you have a fingerprint, and now that a lot of jobs are doing a fingerprint and the FBI checks and so on and so forth, as much as they want to have people look at them for what they can do instead of who they were, you know, who they were back then, You know, they can't avoid it. And that's the other thing about your secrets, you know, the things that you want to keep to yourself, because when you really think about it, you do want people to look at you for right here and right now, for what you have to offer, for what you bring to the table. Not who you used to be, not what you used to do, who you used to hang out with, or where you were last seen, but what you have right here and now. So, you know, I understand why some people want to keep their secrets to themselves, but can we really keep a secret unto the grave? I mean, really, really, really? Even murders, I mean, even though there's some unsolved, at some point in time, there's some type of a clue left around that someone will finally, eventually, even though it may take years, they may solve it. Even if it goes to be a cold case, it's going to be solved. It's just, I don't know. I don't know if there are really, really secrets that you take to the grave. I really don't know. You tell me what you guys think. Do you think that there are secrets that you can take to the grave? Do you think there are stories that you should keep to yourself? You know, and out of one of the other conversations that I had talking to my girlfriend and about her husband, like I said, he's a storyteller. He'll tell stories, and sometimes he'll forget what part of the story that he tells, but we always say that's just creative and clever thinking and creative storytelling. But that's the other thing, too, about how much of a secret do you let out? You know, if you do let a little bit of a secret out, and then you go back and maybe you tell a little bit more of the secret, it's like, you didn't tell me that before. Didn't I tell you that before? Then that makes the person think that, well, is it a secret or is it a lie? Because I know I had said to, we were having a bunch of us were having a conversation this week, too, and the theme that was running is a half of a story is a whole lie. You know what I mean? So, you know, some people may say, oh, well, it's only part of the secret. Well, if I have to keep my mouth shut to protect the rights of people, you know, as far as medical or student-wise or anything like that, then with secrets, hello, isn't that supposed to be the same thing? Isn't that how a secret's supposed to go? It's supposed to be kept? I don't know. You guys tell me. So 347-826-9723. Oh, we have another. Oh, good. I'm so glad Facebook is a popping tonight. So we have another. Okay, so someone said, oh, hey, California, how you doing? All right, so our friend in California said, listen, there hasn't been a secret since the death and resurrection of Christ. Okay. There hasn't been a secret. Nobody, you know, even magicians, there's a secret. There's something behind their magic tricks. Oh, this is true. I kind of agree with that, even with a magician. And they say, oh, the secret to his or her magic. There's always something behind it that you can find out, figure it out. And that's the other thing about secrets. The crazy thing about secrets, if you ever notice about secrets, somebody tells portions of it, and it's not a secret. Because if it's a secret, I'm telling you, right? I'm telling you this is my secret, and I want you to keep it. Now, you know, that's verbally letting it out. So somewhere along the line, it's floating in the universe. People are hearing it, and it stays within the psyche. Where are we going with that? You know what I mean? So then is it really a secret? To me, the only secret is that it ain't no secret. Tell me what you guys think. So we have another. Oh, Facebook is popping tonight. All y'all folks calling in. Y'all folks who are calling in, you're missing out. Everybody on Facebook is beating you out today, boy. All right, so I'm going to take my caller, and then I'm going to go back to this Facebook comment. Hey, welcome to 15-Minute Conundrum. How are you?
I'm doing good, Ricky. How are you?
Well, this is my favorite Texan. How are you, Michelle?
I just left Bible study. You know, that's the first thing I do is tune in so I can catch, you know, at least part of the show.
Well, how was Bible study night? Was it good?
It was good. It was good. I'm doing a series on what men want and what women need.
Well, that'd be a good one. That's a good one. And I might have to come and revisit that. Maybe a couple. Yeah, that's a conundrum right there, because what do people want? But that's... Because, see, now there's a secret. And that secret should be told. What do men want and what do women want? But is it true? I mean, is it really, to you, Michelle, is it really a secret
meaning you asked a question about, or you, I heard you mention about people saying they'll take something to the grave. I think you can. I think the key is to never speak of it. I have, you know, you think about confidences that doctors have or ministers, et cetera. If you don't speak of it, you can take it to your grave. If it comes out, it won't be because you told it. And I think that's the thing, if a person knows how to keep their mouth shut.
But you have to admit, I know over the years, and you could probably attest to this, I've heard some juicy stuff. I tell you, there's some juicy stuff running around in my head that I probably could run a write a book about and make millions and millions of dollars. But somebody done told me to keep my mouth shut. And I'm telling you, it has, and I've kept my mouth shut, but I'm going to tell you, it's hard, Michelle. It's hard because I'm telling you some stuff. People come out of their mouths, which you have to look like, oh, my, really? Oh, my, really?
Well, and you might, I think, you know, depending on your relationship to that person, especially if you know if you told it, it would be hurtful, or if they, you know, say a person confessed something to you, you know, maybe a failure in their life or whatever. I think, you know, if promise or swear that you're not going to repeat it, I think you should keep your promise. And I think you can. I think a person, I mean, I've done it. There are things that I know that I wouldn't breathe a word, not even part of a story. I just don't even talk about it.
Right.
So it's possible. I know some people don't, but I think it's possible. I think you can keep a confidence.
But now, if you confess to me that you robbed the bank, only way I'm keeping my mouth shut is if you have already put them unmarked. Now, when I say this, if anybody from the Federal Bureau or the State Department of Treasury or any local law enforcement is listening to this show, you know I'm saying this all in fun. Ha, 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 ha. Let me say that. But now, listen, if you rob a bank and you tell me where all the money is, I don't know. I don't know, Michelle. That's kind of hard. I don't know if I don't know.
Well, and you know what, to even speak to that point, I think, like, if somebody tells you, I have something I have to confess, and you have to swear you won't tell, da-da-da, I think you have to recognize that that person, in a sense, is binding you. And if you don't want to be bound by that person, again, it goes back, what's your relationship to them? If you don't want to be bound, then I wouldn't want them to tell me. Just don't tell me. I don't want to know. But a lot of times people, you know, kind of nosy, they want to know, well, what is it? But you're making a pact with that person.
Yeah, but listen, if that pact calls me for the man come to my door talking about Miss Jones, we have a few questions we need to ask you. I'd be darned. I'd be, like people say, I'd be John Brown if I'm going to jail with you too. Because I'm a teller. Now, that's one secret. I'm sorry. I'm a teller. That's just like, you know, this whole thing with married couples. You know, if the husband or the wife gets into stuff and it's all this illegal stuff and the spouse can't say anything against them. Now, I can say this now because I'm divorced. I'm happily divorced. I can say this now. Now, had my ex ever gotten himself, and I ain't even going to lie because I used to tell him that too because I used to wonder about some things. Not that he's, you know, a type of slider hand type of guy, but I used to, it was the running joke, but I was dead serious when I said it. If should ever the man comes to my door and it's something you done did, I'm giving you up. I don't know what you did. He did it. Okay, there you go. There he is. There he is. Because I'm not going down in that ship with you. I'm too cute. I'm too cute and too fragile to be sitting up in anybody eating some cheese, although I like a good cheese sandwich, but not every day. I'm telling you, not every day am I doing that. Some just things, some things, I'm going to tell it. I'm going to doggone tell it, doggone.
Well, but I think in that instance, you can't be forced to, but it doesn't mean that you can't. You can, you know,
right.
And I think it was, well, look at the Duggars, that case where the wife and they knew what was going on. You don't keep that kind of secret. I don't mean that. I don't mean that. That kind of secret, no. That's a crime. That wasn't a secret.
What do you say? No, that's a crime. I mean, I got
it. Yeah,
that's
a crime.
Everybody ain't going to jail.
That's a crime. That's not a secret. So.
Now, do you also believe you know, for those of our folks, our friends who are married, you know, the things that you should keep to yourself as far as married couples, you know, that bedroom talk, things that you all discuss in the bedroom. It's just like when we were growing up. What did your mom used to say? What goes on in our house stays in our house.
That's right. Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And that was the original keep your mouth shut, keep, that was before HIPAA and everything else. And it's funny because, you know, a lot of us were taught what goes on in the house stays in the house. But then I used to fuss with my mom. She used to say, well, go on our house, stay in the house. Well, how come when I get in trouble at school, everybody in the family done found out that I ain't got in trouble. Ain't this in our house? I used to say, Mom, Grammy and Grandpa, they not in our house. Why they got to know that I got in trouble? But then by the same token, I was glad when she told them, I was glad when they said unto me that she did quite well, and I was telling them what my grades are. But, you know, it's kind of funny because even though, you know, she still had a point, what goes on in our house stays in our house. It should ring true. If I got in trouble, that should be in the house. If I got good grades, that should still be in the house, right? I mean, if you really think about it.
Yeah, technically, yeah. Technically, yeah. And I think, like you said, when you start getting into crime, no, you're not going to bind me to keeping something in the house. People need to know about this. The authorities need to know.
I definitely agree. I definitely agree. If you know, you know, those of you who have friends, and thank you, Michelle, I'm going to put you back on mute.
Okay.
But I definitely agree with that. I mean, you know, if it's a crime. So if those of you who have friends and they've been a victim of a crime, whatever that crime is, because I know a lot of times, especially our victims of sexual abuse, they don't tell it because they feel like it's their fault or they feel shamed or they feel like it's, especially when it's the abuse with children, a lot of, you know, that's the secret and they're in fear. But when you find out these kind of things, you know, and if you can get the information, it should be shared. I know that people might be upset with you after it happens and, you know, they may not speak to you ever again, but at some point in time they may thank you. You know, they may thank you and just go on. I mean, sometimes certain, like she said, certain secrets, there is no getting around it. You have to tell it. You have to be the one to stand up and say it. Now, if it's just regular old gossip or if it's things that, you know, friends have told you in their confidence or their loved ones have told you in their confidence, because I like to be able to have a place where I don't have to, I can be myself and I can be free and I can show my vulnerabilities to people and I shouldn't have to worry about that being in the street or coming back to bite me on my butt. And I think all of us like to have that. So when you're thinking about these secrets that you should keep to yourself, when you're in a relationship, and I don't mean a love, necessarily a love relationship, a friendship, a working relationship, if there's certain things that people give to you and they say to you, listen, or they don't even have to say, I want you to keep this secret. If within your intuition, if the spirit tells you this is something endearing and close to them that they need to keep, then you should keep that. Keep that to yourself. If, like she said, if you don't speak it, then yes, that's the secret that stays with you to the end of the grave. If it's something of trivial gossip, if you can stay away from gossip because that just causes a trouble in itself, then fine, you can stay away from that. But take in consideration what it is that's being shared. And within your gut, if you know that you can keep it to yourself, or within your gut, if you know yourself and you know that you're a run-of-mouth a lot, then you may want to tell that person, listen, you may not want to share that to me because I'm guilty of, you know, inadvertently saying it out loud, okay? So, you know, let people know. But you have to go with the mood and you have to go with the spirit. If the spirit tells you to keep your mouth shut, by all means, keep your mouth shut, okay? Love your friends. Be mindful of your enemies. Be mindful of how you are in the world and how you want to be treated. Thank you so much, guys, for calling in tonight. I truly, truly appreciate it. And we will see you on Saturday on Hand and Footprints. You can always hit me up on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+. And I always forget there's one more. Facebook, Instagram, I always forget which ones they are. But anyway, you can find me, Ricky Jones. like I said, I truly appreciate you guys being with me in a 15-minute conundrum. Hopefully you'll continue the conversation with other people. And if you do hear a secret, try to keep it to yourself. God willing, I'll see you on next week. Take care.